You're listening to ADHD Mums. Hit follow and turn the notifications on because everyone binges this for a fortnight and then forgets it exists. You can always turn it off later. Hello and welcome to ADHD Mums. In this podcast, we tackle the tough, often unspoken realities of motherhood, neurodiversity and mental health. It's school pickup. It's a Tuesday. You're in the car park. Your daughter gets in the car, upset because someone didn't sit with her at lunch. And you say all the right things. Wow, that sounds really hard. Tell me more about it. You don't have to fix it right now. It's going to be okay. It makes complete sense that you're upset and she calms down. You drop her at home and you sit in the car for a minute before going inside because your phone buzzed and it's a text from a friend that says, "Can we talk later, X?" And your chest goes tight. The voice in your head, the one that you've just spent 10 minutes gently regulating your 10-year-old daughter, turns around and says, "Don't be ridiculous. You're being dramatic. It's probably nothing. My God, get a grip." Same brain, same mum, two completely different voices within minutes. One is for her, one is for you. And before your inner voice takes over with your own narrative, I want you to notice something. You didn't choose to be kinder to her than to yourself. It happened automatically. The gentle voice came out for her without even thinking. The harsh voice came out for you without even thinking. But that isn't a kindness problem. That's a brain wiring problem. And here's what is actually happening when you do that. It's not about self-love. It isn't about being too hard on yourself. It isn't about needing to fill your own cup up first. Every version of that advice has failed you, I bet. Because every version of that advice misreads what's actually going on in this situation. And once you understand what is actually going on, it stops being so confusing as to why you can't just easily be kinder to yourself. And you can stop saying to yourself, "I just need to be kinder to myself. What would I say to my best friend?" Because none of that has ever worked for me. I don't know about you, but I don't think it will ever work for me. You probably have spent years building a very specific skill set, and it's co-regulation outwards towards your family particularly. Even as children, that good girl reflex means that we could have spent our childhood co-regulating others, parents, friends, as a way of feeling part of the group, included, or doing the good girl thing. If you don't know what co-regulation is, it is the nervous system skill of helping someone else's body calm down using your own as a tool. You might have learned it because you had to. ADHD mums, what do we get? A lot of us have sensitive children, a full house, not a lot of bandwidth, and you may have become very good at co-regulating others because the alternative is complete chaos. But co-regulation is directional, and the skill that you've built probably points outwards where you're very, very good at co-regulating others from you to them. However, you may have not built that same skill inwards. I definitely haven't. From you to you. Back to the car park. When your daughter was upset, your nervous system did the thing it's practiced over and over and over. Softened, even if you've had a hard day. Slowed, relaxed, met her where she was at, asked a question, made room for her to answer. However, when you are upset just a few minutes later, your nervous system reached for that same version of that skill inward, but there was nothing there. There was no muscle memory, nothing. And so your brain defaulted to the only inward voice that it has ready to go, which for most ADHD mums is a voice that you absorbed somewhere between 6 and 26, depending on how old you are now, telling you to stop being, insert whatever your inner dialogue is. I'm going to use stop being so much because a lot of us talk about that, but it could be try harder, you're lazy, no one likes you, whatever it is. So you aren't failing at self-compassion necessarily. This isn't a matter of just having a gratitude journal and everything would be fine. Wouldn't that be a dream if that was the answer? But you may not have the skill installed for co-regulation inward yet or self-regulation inward. A lot of us do not have that skill yet. And this is where it can get harder. Because rejection sensitivity dysphoria, which is RSD, a lot of us know what that is, runs a kind of permanent low-grade threat detection on yourself all the time. So for a lot of us ADHD mums, the inward voice isn't neutral. It's scanning. It's hypervigilant. Did I do something wrong? Are they upset with me? Have I been too much? I know I'm too intense. I bet you they think I'm too much. I don't know why anyone likes me. Why are they texting me at all? I can't believe they wrote that X. I think that could be a microaggression. So when you take a moment of distress, for example, need to talk later, X, or whatever the text message is, maybe it's a group chat that you feel a little uneasy about. So let's say you turn inward with that moment of distress And what do you find? I wish we found the beautiful mother that was comforting their own daughter, but that's not what we find, is it? We aren't turning towards a neutral observer at this point. You might be turning towards a voice that's been waiting to confirm, you're the problem. We knew it was you. I can't believe that person hung out with you for that long. But your daughter doesn't, hopefully, have that voice running yet. So well done to you. And when you turn towards her, ready to co-regulate, and you arrive empty-handed, curious, with warmth and kindness. But yet when you turn into yourself, you arrive and you're holding some kind of charge sheet. You are guilty before even investigating to see if you're innocent. You are ready to convict yourself of the crime before you've even started. And this why this kindness asymmetry isn't fixed by just being kinder. It's not that easy to override this. This is neurological. And the attitude that you need to try harder to speak kinder to yourself continues the internal conflict around the whole thing. You need to try harder. It's your fault. Your inner voice isn't being very kind to you. That's because it's your fault, because you haven't been doing your gratitude journal or whatever it is that your internal voice says. But the inward direction is very different to the outward. You may not have the same skills turning inward. And this is why a lot of the self-help advice doesn't always work. You might have tried talking to yourself like you would your best friend. You might have tried the gratitude journal. You might have tried meditation. If you can actually access that, that's awesome. But a lot of us can't. And that instruction assumes that the channel inward is open and just needs better content. It just needs different wording and it's ready to go. But for a lot of us ADHD mums, that channel is not open. It's fucking shut. That's like rusted shut. That's like trying to send a kind message down a line that is completely full. And why is it full? Why is it shut? Why is this happening? It might be because RSD is running a threat assessment on you and it's clouding the channel. You can't just put kinder words into an actual wiring problem if that is not connected. And often for a lot of us, there's an identity layer underneath as well. You might have built a whole self-concept around being the regulated one, the calm mum, the one who handles it. She's there for you. You might even be the person that helps fix other people's problems. Now, I'm this person. I will go and have a coffee with a friend. Oh my God, my advice is great. I'll drive home and do absolutely nothing that I talk about at all. It's shocking the little amount from my podcast that I will actually implement in my own life. And that's fucking embarrassing. That is so embarrassing. But I am still struggling with doing a lot of those things myself. And that shows it's not a content problem. It's not just about discovering what a journal is and changing the words. It means turning inwards with softness that threatens the role. If you're soft with yourself, who's holding the line? Nervous system might flinch away from inward kindness. I know mine does. I'll do anything to avoid that because it feels so uncomfortable. But yet I'm very comfortable with my inner critic telling me what a shit job I've done of something. It might be that your system reads kindness possibly as a threat to the structure or the system that's been holding everything together. You're very comfortable with this. So you're not avoiding self-compassion because you don't deserve it. You might be avoiding it because there's some part of your system that thinks softness towards yourself is going to collapse everything underneath it. Everything that everything is standing on. For example, sometimes I think about taking the day off work and I can, but I'm racked with so much stress around what would happen if I wasn't doing work. I would clearly be so behind, I don't even stop to check properly. It feels dangerous. So when we tell a friend to go to the beach, take a break, do something for them, it can all wait. Have you tried taking your own advice? Because isn't it hard? So let's talk about what you might have tried that doesn't work. And I'm going to say this plainly, because if you're listening to this, you've probably tried it all. Now, for example, to start with, it will not work to just say to yourself that you need to be kinder to yourself. That instruction may never have worked for you because it doesn't actually address what's going on underneath. You don't need a kinder thought. You need a different inward channel. So would the gratitude list work? No, probably not. Would the affirmations in the mirror work? No, probably not, particularly if you don't believe them and they feel like a complete stretch. Forcing yourself to repeat, I am enough at night before you go to sleep, probably won't work. None of that is actually going to take and absorb into your brain when you have an inward voice that's really RSD shaped. It might be like moving to a brick shit house and then putting some nice furniture in there and then saying it's renovated and then wondering why the house isn't quite right. You've put all this nice furniture in there. Why is the house not looking great? Because structurally, it's a shit house. All you've done is put some nice furniture in there. You might find that filling up your own cup doesn't work. Your cup isn't necessarily empty in the way that the framing suggests that it is. There might be a massive gaping hole in the bottom of your cup. And filling up the cup for longer isn't going to fix the hole, is it? And then you're going to wonder to yourself, why is my cup empty? I've been actually filling up my cup, spending time, resources, maybe giving your children to your partner, family, whatever it is. And then you're thinking, I don't feel any better. And then they're saying, hey, how do you feel? Did you have a nice time? And you have to pretend that you feel good. Short self-care blocks do not work for me. I find it like I could have used 17 more thousand years of that. And it's just not enough to even hit the sides. You might find reading self-compassion books don't help. And it's not because they're wrong. It's because you don't have a content problem. You know a lot of these things, but you're having trouble getting it to come into your brain and stay there to create an inward motion, to create a scenario where you get a text message like that and your brain goes, that would hurt. I think it would be okay. How are you feeling? Where you're able to self-regulate? You may not have that skill. Now, if any of this was going to work, it would have worked by now. A lot of us have this information and we've had the information for years. And then we get to the position where we think, I'm just still not doing it. I'm not doing the gratitude journal and I will. And you buy the new book, you buy the new journal and you try and it doesn't work. And then you think it's because you haven't done it right. You haven't tried it hard enough. So what is the answer you might be thinking? Do you need to learn co-regulation? No, because you've clearly demonstrating it with your children. Most women on this podcast would know how to co-regulate with a child, a family or a friend. It might be that you just need to get that skill that you've already got and direct it in. This is what you do. It is one thing, and it's something that you already know how to do even better. You need to use the exact words that you would use with your child, your family member, your partner or your friend, and say them out loud to yourself in the car, wherever you are. But actually, they need to come out of your mouth, not in your head. Don't just go, oh yeah, I mean, I asked how I felt while I was like talking to my partner and getting out the lunch boxes and I unpacked a bag. And I did say to myself, like, it's okay to feel sad for a moment. That's not really doing it. I'd like to say it is because that's how I kind of do my self-care. Whilst I'm doing other things, I think some random thoughts, but that doesn't really work. Your nervous system has been trained on the sound of your own regulating voice, so you're going to need to say it out loud. The voice in your head actually has a bit of a different voice. The voice in your head, the inner critic voice, let's just call that the RSD voice. It's not the same voice as the voice that's going to regulate you. The voice that comes out of your mouth when your daughter is upset is one voice. That's the self-regulated one. That's the one that is actually going to calm you down. That's the one that's practiced. It knows what it's doing and it regulates people regularly. Your inner voice is the RSD voice that runs on a different channel, and that's the one that's ready to go with the charge sheet. You've already proven guilty before you've even talked about possibly what you may have done wrong. So when the text comes in and your chest goes tight, bring yourself into the moment and say out loud, that sounds really hard. What do you think it means? What I can 100% guarantee is that you will feel ridiculous. You will assume it's not working. Do it anyway. The point isn't to feel comforted by the words. The point is to give your nervous system the signal that it recognizes. We are building up your own self-regulation voice. You are using your own regulating voice that you reserve for your children or your loved ones for yourself in your own ears. And when you do this, that voice is going to go over the top of the RSD voice as the default. We are not adding new skills here. We are redirecting an existing voice that has already got all of the skills there. And that is why this works when self-compassion practice doesn't work, because all we are doing is connecting a skill and directing it inward. You can already do it. And eventually you won't need to say those words out loud, but you probably will for a while. Right now, it does have to come out of your mouth because that's the version that your nervous system has on file. When you're quiet, thinking alone, contemplating, you're giving your RSD voice all of the power in the world. When you stop, say out loud, you are overriding that voice, you are building it. The idea is that over time, the self-regulation voice, one that you use for your daughter, you will be able to use internally. For me, I've been using my regulating voice out loud for like a year, and I'm still going to be doing that because otherwise I say the words for a moment. That sounds really hard. I wonder what we should do. I think you're doing a great job. But as soon as I let up for a moment and stop talking, my RSD voice just comes in and goes over the top. Well, no wonder. You were too much. I cannot believe you went over to that parent at 8 a.m. and just started saying all those words. She looked so terrified of you. So let's loop back to the car park for a moment. The moment where you regulated your daughter or your son or whoever it was and then snapped at yourself just a few minutes later. This isn't a sign that you don't love yourself. That is a sign that you've been pouring everything in you have into one direction for a really long time. Outwards, to your kids, to friends or family. I've been regulating and making myself useful, air quoting, to friends my entire life. I made a promise to myself 2 years ago that I would no longer make friends with people where I was in service to them. And that was my role, to help them. And I have had so much trouble making a friend since because I'm still struggling with the skill of making a friend when the purpose isn't to help them. Even you look at this podcast, what was it? Audios on helping others. So when I have all of this advice and knowledge, it's outward. How do I get it inward? I have to, and it sounds cringy and it is, but sometimes I have to listen to my own podcast, which I hate the sound of my own voice, I do anything to avoid it, because that is the regulating voice of a strong, determined woman who knows exactly how to help people with all of this experience I have. But if I sit with our coffee and I'm very quiet, my RSD voice goes mad. And I have all of that, but I don't direct it. And that's what we need to learn. Most of us were never taught to point this back to ourselves. A lot of us have grown up in houses where the inward voice was supposed to be sharp. It never occurred to anyone to have a kind voice. Maybe your own parents didn't talk to you in that way that we talk to our own children. And for a lot of us, that's the way it was. And that might be why you stayed alert, stayed small, stayed acceptable, stayed the good girl, found ways to help others because you didn't believe that you were enough. I know that's the case for me. And the harshness wasn't a flaw that you developed over time. It was kind of like a tool that you were handed to get through life socially. But you are allowed to put it down. Now, will I listen to this audio later? Yes, I will, because I need to learn to do this myself. And this is the part that nobody tells you, and I wish it wasn't true. But we can't put this down by just deciding to put it down. The only way to put it down is to build the other skill, slowly, out loud, probably feeling stupid. The kindness that you give to loved ones isn't something that you need to manufacture or create anew for yourself. It already exists. You just need the permission and the understanding that you have to face it inwards. So you aren't behind on self-love, but you might be a mum who's been on duty without a break for long enough that she forgot that she was someone who could even be regulated, not just the person who's regulating others. You haven't failed, but you might have just got really good at one direction of actually the two-direction skill. The voice that you use for your child is yours. You don't even have to find a new skill or learn anything new. You just have to turn it around. Thank you so much for listening.
Quick announcement. Did you know that we have an ADHD mum's shop filled with resources designed just for you? These resources are packed with answers to the most frequently asked questions I get sent in via email. Everything from understanding ADHD and autism to practical tips for daily life. There's also a free assessment tool. If you're wondering about ADHD or autism for yourself or your little one, don't forget to check out the free assessment tool under free resources section on my website, adhdmums.com.au.